The World Bank and the British government's Department for International Development, or DFID, financed about $140 million of the project's costs, which total more than $2 billion. The scandal forced Vietnam's transportation minister to resign this week. Numerous other officials have been arrested. Now, the World Bank and DFID plan to send investigators to Vietnam to find out which of their projects were affected. Bella Byrd, head of DFID's Vietnam office, says the investigators will look into both financial and construction irregularities.
They'll be looking at the quality of the contracting process, looking for any evidence of misprocurement, and they'll also be looking at the quality of the actual things that have been constructed.
The Vietnamese media report that in roads built by Project Management Unit 18, high-quality absorbent sand was replaced with low-quality sand, which made the roads vulnerable to erosion. $2.8 million of government money vanished in those projects. In other cases, new bridges were found to be cracking and sinking. Foreign donors worry that such practices are not confined to Project Management Unit 18. The Vietnamese government says more than 700 Project Management Units, or PMUs, are involved in aid projects. Phạm Sĩ Liêm, vice chairman of Vietnam's Construction Association, says the problem is that no law governs how these PMUs operate. Yem says the PMUs function as both investors and contractors, making abuse easy. He calls it a backward management system that needs to be reformed. But in a news conference Thursday, Vietnamese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lê Dung says foreign donors have no reason to worry. Lê Dung says the Vietnamese government is reviewing all the legal documents related to the management of foreign development aid in Vietnam. He also says the very fact that Vietnam is pursuing the PMU 18 case so strongly is a sign to donors that the country is determined to stamp out corruption. DFID Director Byrd agrees.
If the government does continue this level of response, I think it will build confidence in the international community that the government is serious about tackling corruption. It could be a turning point for the better for Vietnam.
Corruption has been an increasing problem in Vietnam as the country has liberalized its economy and received increasing amounts of foreign aid and investment. However, as in many countries where corruption is extensive, business people, aid agencies, and donor governments are increasingly becoming frustrated with the losses caused by graft in Vietnam. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.